It'll be an F for you.
Yesterday.
I'm in G, but it'll be an F. It goes E minor to A seventh to D minor. Ready? Okay, man. Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, there's a shadow hanging over me. I'm not half the man I used to be. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Hey, for the purpose of critique, review, and education, and everything, that's the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network. It's the Nerdlings, and that was a request from Jersey Mike to play Paul McCartney's Yesterday to start us off there. We are doing another walking podcast. I am not wearing a mask tonight because I don't want to. I'll be honest, I just had a beer. Anyway, so we're walking and doing the podcast. Take it, Mike.
You know what's great? They can take the America out of us, but they can't take us out of America. I love what you just said. I don't want to wear a mask, but I had a beer, but we're social distancing. And the great thing is you still had a beer, so they can't take it away from us. It's going to come back one way or the other, America and the world. So
eventually, it's going to be an uphill climb, but, you know, we're out. This is our second one. We were going to do it every 2 weeks, but it's just like, you know what? We need the, you know, friends. You got to get out and do something.
Oh, listen. You can't go to a bar anymore. They said Italy now has plastic front, like the glass, like going to a cashier at the bank or a casino or whatever, movie theater. And it's like, that's how you're going to social distance now.
Well, I saw a thing on the news. They were talking about the plexiglass shields they're going to put up at the blackjack tables. But then they're saying also now that the people who are the dealers, they can't wear masks. What's up with that shit?
They're going to have to let people do what they want to do. So you know what's going on? Somebody told me, I don't know what to believe it or not, they're waiting to pass a law through the House and the Senate. That way they can't sue casinos and businesses from people who get the virus, they're working, or customers.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to take a lot of time, I think, the way they're going to just drag things out. So honestly, America, I think this year's Memorial Day is going to be different at not a full capacity and until July 4th. As we start May 1st.
There's going to be a new normal, and a lot of people are not going to accept it and try to say, oh, I'm special, it doesn't apply to me. Oh, yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Just like, long story short. I went to the drive-thru with my friend the other day, three days ago, right? Okay. Now, he gets a dollar soda, girl's got a mask and glasses on. So I said, what are you, this or a bank robber? She says, a bank robber. So we start talking a little bit. I said, what days you working? Okay, boom, boom, boom. So we went back yesterday. So I said, I told you I'd buy you something. You want something? She goes, I don't know. Asked again. Okay. Then I asked her for a phone number. I don't know. So she gives it to me. She's 28 years old. I says, how old are you? 18? She goes, no, I'm 28. So is that the new dating?
No,
I don't know.
Awesome. Once you get an iPhone, then you don't want to use anything else.
What do you say?
It gives a whole new meaning on different aspects, I think.
I don't know what to say, you know? I don't know what to say. Does it go out? Does it doesn't go out? How do you go out on a date? To a park? You have somebody over for dinner? I mean, you know, what's the new norm or not the norm? What do you say?
Do you remember in Naked Gun 2 when Leslie Nielsen's character and Priscilla Presley's character, when they were going to, let's practice safe sex, and they had on those body condoms,
oh,
and then they fall down on the bed?
Yeah. It's not even about sex or drugs or rock and roll anymore. It's about, where are we going to be when this clears up financially? America and the world's going to be in a lot of trouble. Job-wise, I'm looking at the strip like you are, Wayne.
It's dark. Every of those buildings are all empty.
Yeah,
no
and I don't see a lot of these places coming back anytime soon. Now, they say the casino owners are okay, but what about the workers and the people who want to go there?
A lot of commotion going out in the streets. We just passed an example. What's going on? You want to narrate it?
Yeah, long story short, it looks like somebody's got drugs in a brown paper bag or something. They're holding somebody for Metro, so other people said it's not right. But guess what? Crimes are still going up. People are doing their thing. Watch your rock. And that's all you can say is, long story short, people are going to do what they got to do.
It is part of the fun of a live podcast when you're out walking around. And hey, look, a lake. We have it's not as bad as I thought. Okay.
But that's just the new norm, or whatever they want to call the not norm. But it's just like, I don't know what to tell anybody anymore, man. I really don't. Just try to hang in there the best you can. Try to treat people, because I lost my temper. Everybody does. And just try to suck it up. You know what I mean? Everybody try to be friendly.
A new norm now. That, you know, for the young ones, though, don't remember. Remember Cheers? And then
yes.
Norm would walk in. Norm!
Yeah, I think they did another commercial about him on Pizza Hut or something. Norm, or it was Domino's before this happened.
It was so long ago, but it was on, I hardly ever watch sports. I don't watch sports, but once in a while, for some
sports
reason.
Sports are on?
No. Yeah, 20 years ago,
okay,
10 years ago.
Say, what channel are you
20
watching?
20 years ago. Sumo wrestling.
Okay.
No, for like 20 years ago, it was on some Saturday, and I think it was a Boston Celtics game, probably. And George Wendt, who plays Norm, he was seen at the game, and they put the camera on him, and he's holding a beer, you know, the big jumbo cam that they have.
Oh.
And he holds up his beer, and the stadium, the Boston Garden, just goes nuts. Norm! 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 It's probably out there somewhere if it exists.
Wow. The good old days of non-social distancing.
You could have a beer and not worry about it. You could get rejected and not have to be 6 feet away.
No.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Ben, know me?
You know how to make it sound tempting, you fast talker. Well, I'm back.
What'll it be, Nomi?
Transfusion with a head on it. Evening, everybody.
Norman?
Tell us what you know, Norm.
God did his heaven and something.
How about a beer?
Yeah, that's it. Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
But what would you say to a nice beer, Normie?
Going down? This is that bar I was telling you about. These people sit in here night after night, wasting their lives away, but... Oh, no, don't hate them. Pity them, as I do. You see, they're chained here, unable to soar free like you and me. Soar, little guy, soar! Evening, Sammy.
Hey, Norm.
Hey,
afternoon, everybody.
Norm! What do you have, Normie?
1929 Lafitte Rothschild Coast. Or a beer, whatever everyone else is having. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey! What's new, Normie?
Terrorists, Sam. They've taken over my stomach. They're demanding beer. Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
What'll it be, Normie?
That's the usual, Coach. Have a trough of beer and a snorkel. Afternoon, everybody.
Norman?
What would you say to a beer, Normie?
Daddy loves you.
Whoa!
But first, I want to hurt him a whole lot.
Just take him over there.
Afternoon, everybody.
No!
What'd you like, Norm?
A reason to live. Keep him coming. Afternoon, everybody.
No!
Afternoon, everybody. Evening, everybody.
What will you have, Norm?
Well, I'm in a gambling mood, Sammy. I'll take a glass of whatever comes out of that tap.
Oh, looks like beer, Norm.
Call me Mr. Lucky, eh? Morning, Sammy.
Norm! What brings you in this time of day?
Same thing that always does.
A little early for a beer, isn't it?
So float a cornflake in it.
I don't know. What do you say at this time of our lives?
Let's play the Cheers theme.
I like that.
But the long version, the one that has the extra verses in it that nobody ever hears.
Awesome.
Let's do it.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Those nights when you've got no lights, the check is in the mail, and your little angel hung the cat up by its tail, and your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. Be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead. The morning's looking bright. And your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl. Glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know people are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
All right, so if you heard that, you heard some extra verses in there you've never heard before from the Cheers TV show. That's a good one to nerd on.
As we're walking doing the podcast, the 15 still busy, more cars coming in. I'm noticing more planes, more people, except no casinos. So where are these people coming from?
There are some hotels open that do not have casino relations or, you know,
okay,
something like that.
That's a good one.
Like the Hilton, I heard some... Windermere, I think, has rooms. But do you really want to risk your neck, your livelihood on that bank?
Well, what do you say? People aren't going to care. They don't clean right. I don't know. You know, it's gotten to a point now.
I'm still seeing a lot of people who are not wearing masks, and I got an excuse. I had a beer.
Yeah, well, my excuse is we're crossing the street on a green light, overlooking Vegas on a Friday night. Ah, the new social norm.
New social norm.
What can we say? The norm, car lots are doing better.
The new social norm, you have to pay for your beer before you get it.
Yeah, things have changed, man. Wayne, things have changed. And it's like, I don't want to be like a negative nanny, Nelly, but I'll tell you the truth. As we sit here in the city of sin, it's really kind of sad the way things are turning out with people, you know? It's just, look at this. It should be up and running May 1st.
It's lit up a little bit, but there's not the commotion activity that you normally see.
It doesn't look good for it. But we have a breeze. It's a nice, cool night for May 1st.
So. Oh, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
100 degrees the other day.
First. I have an interesting thing. I went to a guy's house that was fixing the car today. I was outside. He has three cactuses, and I got too close, and I got cactus in my leg, but at least I got it. Not infected, but it's like, look at this, honeys. Honey's Las Vegas Street. Who doesn't honey for honey?
I like the squiggly neon light.
I see cars. That can't mean they're open, right? I don't know. Something's going on here.
Now, did you hear about the delivery, the strip club in Portland, Oregon? I can't remember the name of it, but they basically turned it into a food delivery service.
No.
Yes. They kept the kitchen open. The strippers. There's like a minimum like $60 order or something.
Okay.
But they send two strippers out. They send a bodyguard and a driver. And they will deliver whatever food from the restaurant. So they're actually able still keeping everybody employed at some kind of minimum level.
Listen, any money coming in is better than no money at all. I mean, look at this. I'm so desperate for action, I'm going to see if a strip club's open because there's cars here.
It is not open.
No, but this Vegas is depressing now, man, because this is what we consider Sin City. This is not a sin city.
It's interestingly happening something.
It really is. Look at this. I mean, we're actually walking. I've been wanting to do this for weeks, so we're actually doing it. And look at this. It looks like...
It's like a lot of the insides of the...
Yes, it looks like casino stuff, like buffet stuff.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe they took it out.
Well, get up there and we'll use your picture for the logo. All right, so you'll see a new picture we took outside of the Honey's Strip Club because there's nothing. So we're looking at this. It looks like all the
buffet stuff from inside. Fish tank, it looks like. I don't know, all kinds of different.
I wonder if they've already closed down.
Yeah.
You know, because things like that are happening so quick. So many people are just saying, enough, I'm throwing in the towel.
Because nobody knows how long it's going to be till we open. And we're coming into the summer season.
Yeah.
That is slow but busy enough. People come in. And I don't know what to say.
It's going to be, in 60 days, it's going to be 116 to 120 degrees Welcome Fahrenheit home. In these parking lots.
Welcome home.
That's when you get inside and just call it done.
What's going on? We're doing our own exploration this evening. I never saw this. That looks interesting. Looks like a big fish tank. Oh, we can't go that way.
Yep, back the way we go. Okay.
Oh, honey, strip club.
I hope that... Hey, look, I think they are closed because the main sign above the canopy is down.
Yeah, wow.
They're closed.
I wonder whose vehicles are here, though.
Probably security guards for something up there, maybe. Does Honey's take up the whole building?
Yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah, used to then, I guess. Maybe that's what these trucks are for, these semi-trucks.
I don't know. All I know is wow. America will open, but at what rate? The world will open at what rate?
Yeah, they say the confidence rate is 60%. People don't want to go into restaurants. I mean, I'm going to go about cutting my own hair again. It came out pretty good last time.
Yeah, you put it on Instagram. That was good. look at this, tractor trailers, all kinds of vehicles. Oh, maybe this is like a used car lot.
Who knows, right? Yeah, none of these cars have plates.
So maybe they're from the car lot.
Maybe they're VIP pickups for the strip club.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They're going back. Return them. Return to sender. Hey, let's replay Elvis's return to sender for this. Because those little escort cars that could pick up people and take you to the strip club, they're out of business.
Back to the new Norman Vegas.
I'd like to introduce the members of my group to you before we go any further. Please sing Return to Sender. Honey, if we know it. I got a letter from the mailbox. He's in a special D. Bright and early next morning, he came right back to me. She wrote a return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such phone. We had a quarrel, a lover's bet. I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. She wrote a warning, return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such phone. Yeah, this time I'm gonna take it myself, put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, understand. Writing on it. Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such phone. Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such phone. Return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such phone. That's it.
Slow on a semi vein to the main artery of Flamingo. We are down, but we're not out. We're just beat up.
That's about it, but we're always beat up, it seems like.
You know, one day something's going to come out of this awesome podcast called Positivity. We're going to charge it up. So why don't we play Nirvana? Smells like
Teen Spirit?
Yes.
Follow it up with Weird Al Yankovic's Smells Like Nirvana.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it.
Load up on drugs, kill your friends as fun. Overjoyed, self-assured, and all I know is dirty work. Hello. We're the lights out, it's a dangerous area now. Entertain us, I'm just stupid and contagious. Here we are now. Entertain us, I'm a lotto, an albino, I'm a Tito, I'm a Vito. Ah.
That's all I can pretty much think of, so we're just glad that we've still got our listeners that are still here with us, and eventually, so here's my thought, okay? When we officially had to stop, we were running through the Back to the Future soundtrack, yes. Song by song. We left off, we'll pick it up again where we left off when we get back together and do it, but after that, here's what I was thinking. I like Batman. You like Batman?
Yes, I have a friend who thinks he's Batman.
Oh my God. Well, I like you, probably started noticing, you know, Batman, the TV series, Adam West, Burt Ward, the whole thing.
Coming back again.
Well, here's what I was thinking. I'm going to go through episode by episode of Batman, make notes of what the weapons are that he has on his utility belt.
Okay.
And I think it would be interesting to go by episode and research and find out what exactly those weapons are, because I'm sure most of them are real world attachments or something from the Bat utility belt.
Yes, sounds good. Sounds good. Especially with the Bat Flash thing. I love it when it comes up. The trouble one on his middle of his belt.
Yes, yes. So that'll be after we do the Back to the Future soundtrack. We got something we can focus on. So anyway, what song shall we go out with?
Regrets. I've had a few. Sinatra, My Way.
Yes.
We will now do the national anthem, but you needn't rise.
And now, the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll make it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, traveled each and every highway, and more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I guess you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. And with it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up, then spit it out. I grew tall through it all, and did it my way. I've loved, laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, but now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, no, no, not me, I did it my way. But what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blow and did it